In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go.
We take community questions all the time, and people often ask, like, what's the right thing to say, Black or African American? And I know that you have a take on that. Tell me what your take is. What's your take? I want to hear this.
So my take is basically, you know, this. So I would love to be called Black. And the only reason I say that is because, you know, in school, you know, I learned that in elementary school, very early, I learned that if you take all the colors in the crayon box and you mix them together, what color you get? Black. Tangible things in nature, tangible things that has color. If you mixed all that stuff together, what color do you get? Black. If you take two Black people, regardless of where they're from on this earth, you take two Black people, you're going to get a whole myriad of complexions from those two Black people. But if you take two other people, all you ever get is their complexion, right? So to me, that equates to Black is a mixture of everything. Black is comprised of everything. And I feel that I am everything, and I am everything of substance. Or I look at it as this way. People like to tout the fact that, hey, you know, all the colors of light make white. Oh, that's cool. All the colors of light make white. You cannot hold light itself. You cannot hold it. It's not tangible. But if you mix together all the colors that are tangible, it makes Black. I am of substance. And that's how I look at being called Black. Call me Black if you want. That's it. I'm fine with that. African American, I have an issue with that, because then Charlize Theron is African American if she actually married someone that's an American.
Sure.
Or if she actually becomes an American citizen. Now she's African American. Or is Hugh Jackman? No, Hugh Jackman's from Australia, I think. Just take anybody.
Any white person that lives in Africa.
They're basically born and raised in Africa and moved to the United States. They become African American as well. So to me, the term doesn't fit who we are in America. I wouldn't even say Black American, because I'm just saying Black. And the only reason I wouldn't say that is because, you know, every other nationality that comes to the U.S. gets the name, the term American, tacked on the end of their nationality. Italian American, my brother-in-law's Kenyan American, you know, Latin American, all of that, right? But why isn't there a white American or Caucasian American? Or I've never heard an Irish person that I know is from Irish, that's from Ireland, I mean, never call themselves Irish American. Never. Even though they're here in the U.S., they've never heard them call themselves Irish American. Or even Charlize Theron, she calls herself South African. She doesn't say African American. Never heard someone from Australia call themselves Australian American. And these are generally all the kind of the white, you know, the white ethnicities, but everybody else gets tacked American. So no, don't tack American on me, because I'm just Black. You know, I'm Black in America, but that's how I am. Now, because of that, yes, I've been in a room full of people who prefer the term African American. And to me, I go, cool. If that's the term you prefer, then I'll refer to you as African American. But please don't refer to me as African American. That's what you prefer, not myself. Mm-hmm. You cannot force me to change what I refer to myself as. Just like I'm respecting you and calling you African American because that's what you prefer, please respect me and refer to me as Black because that's what I refer to. You know, that's what I identify with. Being a music aficionado, man, that song by James Brown, I'm Black and I'm Proud, really took root in my head. Like, and kind of, you know, it's just, that's it. You know, that's just it. I feel, you know, yeah, we've been disconnected from our roots and, you know, years back before we had children, my wife tried to do her family tree. Mm-hmm. And I gave her some foreword before she dove into that realm of, sweetie, you know, the farthest you can go back to is basically enslavement because no one kept very good records of us before that. And she went into it and then got pissed. She went into that whole thing and then got pissed. I go, but, you know, that's just a disconnect. I mean, not saying that we don't understand or anything. We do know that we come from that. We're just not that, we're not African in that sense. We're more American than African in that sense. So I just, you know, I do identify as Black and I do recognize where the lineage comes from. You know, yes, I've had my ancestry done and I think the majority of mine was Ghana. Mm-hmm. The major percentage was Ghana. You know, of course, a lot of it's, you know, I think it said 36% European, but it said like about 50 something was Ghana. So I'm cool with that. I'm really cool with that. But no, I've gotten beat across the head. I've even gotten the little snide remarks with changing the name of an African American group to something else that just said Black.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting because it really is person to person. Like, yeah. You're wondering what people prefer, you have to go and ask the person yep. that you're actually thinking about. Cause I mean, we have mutual friends where there's long stories as to why don't call me Black, call me African-American.
Yeah.
Kevin just said, here's his experience around why he wants to be called Black and not African-American. I've shared before, for me, I don't have a strong opinion either way. Call me one or the other. It's fine.
Yeah.
But that's me. Right. Yeah, yeah. And I think I love what you said earlier, where just respect what the person tells you and call them that because that's how they identify.
Right.
And that's it. They shared that with you and now you can go forward with that. And then when you have the question again for someone else, ask them.
Yes. Yeah, definitely ask them. I mean, that's just it. Definitely ask. That's the only way you're going to find out. Cause if you don't ask the question, your answer will always be no, or I don't know.
Yes, and we know you are pro at answering questions from the little ones.
Oh yeah.
Awesome, Kevin. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to the inclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.